Kevin, how are you?
Hey, good, Tony. Thank you.
Well, this is a sad story, as this is one of Lansing's own very successful athlete, very successful Spartan, very successful NBA player. We thought very successful businessman, but the more you dig into the story, the more the case seems to be that Jay Vincent's got a lot of serious concerns.
Yeah, that's true. He apparently was not paying rent for his office space and sort of abandoned it, and then also wasn't paying rent on his own home.
According to your story yesterday, he is living in Lansing.
The greater Lansing area, is what his attorney said.
The greater Lansing area. His attorney's Charles Ford, correct?
Correct.
And there are lawsuits out there that are that are hoping to be served to Mr. Vincent, but he can't be found. I imagine when he shows up in court, he will have a lot of folks around him putting pieces of paper in front of him.
Yeah, that's very possible. There's an arraignment scheduled this Tuesday in federal court in Grand Rapids on the federal indictment charges.
Are you going to be at that?
I'm planning on being there, yes.
Okay. And, all right, so we know that, to bring us up to date, for folks who haven't read your stories or who haven't been listening to the program and are just coming on board, bring us up to date. What happened with Jay Vincent?
Well, last week he was indicted by a federal grand jury, he and another man, for running an employment scam through his business, or one of his businesses, which was called Foreclosure Bank Inspection Company, which supposedly inspected foreclosed homes. Federal authorities are saying he did not ever hire inspectors, and more than 20,000 people, paid $89 for background checks that were never done, and $149 for insurance that was never that was not real, and defrauded those people out of more than $2 million. So that case is now pending in federal court, and he and the other man, Anthony Porte, face up to 20 years in federal prison. He also is charged with falsifying his tax returns in 2008, and faces an additional 3 years in prison on that.
And then he has the rent issues, as you mentioned, with his place of business and his home.
Correct. We looked into to lawsuits that have been filed against him, and two of the most interesting and pertinent ones were these. In both cases, he was either failing to pay rent or delaying his payment of rent until the last moment. And in both cases, he skipped out of the office and the home, under cover of darkness.
And when we talked yesterday, you told me there was some other information that you recently learned, and we wanted to know if you could share that with us.
Yeah, there's just several lawsuits against him. With the Okemos office space, he had responded to that lawsuit personally, which is highly unusual. In that response, he said he has many lawyers, but he's chosen to answer the complaint himself. And within that lawsuit, he included a document that is clearly fake, showing that he had sold this company. And we were able to track down the attorney in Ohio that is listed as being the notary on that, as listed as notarizing that sale. And he said that he never met Jay Vincent. He never handled a $19 million sale of a business. So that's out there as well.
All right. Well, we're going to try and catch up with you next Wednesday after the court appearance, and we'll talk to you then. Thank you so much.
Great. Thank you, Tony.